again, just looking forward to another opportunity this weekend, you know, back in the division against a really well-coached football team that's coming off a tough loss from a Sunday night game. But obviously, we know we got our hands full. Baltimore is a really good football team. Again, it's just a tremendous challenge. It's our last opportunity at home. I think our guys are excited about playing. We had a good day today out in the snow. You know, it was outstanding. Again, I want to thank our grounds crew for doing anything and everything that they could to make sure we could practice. They heated the fields all night, did everything to make sure the guys were safe. We had a really good practice. And the guys, again, they didn't flinch. You know, I've been around teams that, well, why we got to be out here, you know? Again, our guys have worked all year extremely hard, and more so even today. You know, I think the elements is some point in time will be to our advantage, you know, if we do it right. So I think our guys, something we talked about, right now we're just trying to get better, you know, continue to work at practice and continue to get better. And I thought we had a good day.
Hugh, Deshaun was saying that his goal over the last 3 weeks, the emphasis for him is to put together that complete game. Mm-hmm. Should that have happened by now?
I mean, we all wish it would have happened by now. You know, I think he's saying to you maybe it hasn't. He felt like maybe he hasn't put it all together yet for four quarters. And we've seen spurts. We've seen good things. We've seen things you got to improve on, things you got to get better at. But we haven't seen the finished product yet. So he's got to get to that as fast as he can. I know he's trying. We're all trying. And we've got to stay after it.
We talked about your history with some young quarterbacks. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen a rookie quarterback have to go through kind of everything Deshaun's gone through this year?
No, I haven't. But, again, it's the first time for everything, you know. And that's just the way it's been, you know. And he'll be better for it in the future. There's no question he'll be better for it. I think we all will. You know, this has been a tough for, I think, all involved. But at the same time, boy, what an experience. What an opportunity in real time to figure it out. I mean, as I said before, the guy's talented. I truly believe that he's going to be a good player as you keep going through it. But it is tough. You know, it's tough going through it. There are some things that you continue to even scratch your head about. But I think he's working through it. He gets it. He's accountable to it. He knows there's some things he's got to fix, and he's trying.
I mean, we've talked about that interception in overtime. But when he does it, trying to maybe force something to happen, you know, he said he could see a touchdown or a yard to win the game. Do you kind of sense that he feels the weight of owing whatever, you know?
I don't, you know, you would have to ask him that. I hope that's not what he feels. But I get it that those are the things that come with all this, you know. So he's just got to, you know, again, fight that. You know, again, it's still playing in the moment. You don't have to make every play. You know, every play is not a good play. And sometimes you got to live for the next play. So I think he's had a couple experiences here over the last couple weeks, you know, where these things have broke his heart, you know. So hopefully you'll either learn from them and keep growing or you'll succumb to them. So I think there's growth there. And I think, you know, he's got to continue to grow and get better.
How are you keeping the pressure of trying to win a game as the season's winding down here? Now you only have three chances to mm-hmm. do it. You as a coach, though, how are you keeping that pressure off the team? It just seems like when we talk to the players, that weight doesn't seem to be on their shoulders as much as it seemed to be a year ago.
Well, I think it's the environment I've hopefully created with our team. You know, we want to win. I don't want anybody to feel that. We got an opportunity this weekend. Like you said, there's three of them. This is being the next one up. So we understand that, but trust me, there's no, we're not worried about trying to win. We want to, and we expect to, but we understand that we have to do the things that it takes. You know, you got to finish games. You know, you got to make those plays at the end in order to be victorious or to have a chance to be victorious, and we haven't. And I think the guys get that, you know. So I think what I've done with the group has been very honest and upfront with them, and I think that's what you always have to do. I think you have to tell your football team where they are, what they need to do, show it to them, explain to them why, and what they need to do to get over that hump. And that's just where we are.
Today said that, you know, there's going to be another good quarterback in here next year. And he's determined to, every time he steps on the field, every opportunity to show everybody in the organization what he can be. Do you like his attitude that way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what you got to have. You know, you got to have that mentality, you know, as you face those things. You know, again, next year is going to take care of itself. You know, what I want him to do is do what he needs to do to finish this year out the right way and continue to get better. I've seen signs of that. You know, I sat right here and asked him for 65% completion. He gave me 71. So I'm asking for even more this week. You know, I'm going to keep raising the bar and see if he'll keep raising the bar. And that's what we have to do.
Did you, when the season began, I know one of your goals was to have, in your mind, a definitive answer of what kind of quarterback Deshaun Kaiser is.
Absolutely.
So with three games only to play, do you still have a lot of questions about him?
Oh, I have questions, but I also have a lot of answers. You know, and again, I don't think the grade is a grade is incomplete until the season's over. Let's really look back and look at it, you know, clearly and talk through it then, you know. But I think, are there some questions that are answered? Yeah. Are there still some things that are incomplete? Yes, there are. And so we just got to keep trying to fill in those blanks as we move through the rest of the season.
You said you have some answers. What questions have been answered for you?
I think let's talk about all those when the season's over. I think it's too soon right now as far as that's concerned to say, okay, these are the things that's total, because that could change after this week. You know, that can change after next week. That can change after the last week. So I think let's get to the end of the year and look back and reflect on where we are.
Can you clarify, it's been reported elsewhere that Kenny Britt asked for his release.
No, that didn't happen. I can clarify that for sure. No, he obviously has a foot, and you know, it's more precaution than anything. So we'll see where he is, but I feel good about that.
Is it bugging him Sunday? Because I thought he might not have played every series like he normally does.
As far as I know, I think he was in there.
This came up on Monday. On coverage unit, and you know, you guys had a good day, but then you gave up the big return, mm-hmm. And then you know, on the other side, you had the fake punt. How would you kind of assess how your special teams have done throughout the season?
I mean, it's been hit and miss. You know, it hasn't been totally what we want it to be. You know, obviously, we've had some good days, but we've had some days that have been very inconsistent. So we got to continue to grow that way and continue to get better. We've had to play a number of different players over there in key spots. You know, there's been a lot of changing in and changing out. And I think Coach Tabor's done a great job. I think he's mixed and matched as well as anybody I've ever been around, because we've had some guys that have had to come into our organization and play, and he's got them ready to play. We have guys out there for the first time even this past week, you know, when a play happened, and those things are going to happen. But do we want to be better than what we've been? Yes. I mean, I think we all can see that and know we need to get better.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of ask how maybe the churn on the bottom of the roster and some of the injuries have kind of affected that stuff.
Yeah, no, it has. You know, but again, we try not to make excuses. You know, those are things that are hard to shore up, you know, very quickly. But we got to continue to work at it. And the guys that are out there playing, they got to go do the job and get it done. So I think to a man on that punt team, I think they all feel bad, because there's not a guy that didn't want to try to get that guy down. But he made a tremendous play, and, you know, and it hurt us. But, again, we got another opportunity against a really good special teams unit this week to get better.
Besides last chance at home, like, are you trying to get the guys to rally around that?
No doubt. I've talked about it. You know, I don't know if that's really the rallying point, more so than the men in this locker room. You know, and playing at home in front of our fans and the dog pound and friends. And I think we get it. This is our last opportunity at home to come away with a victory. And that's hard to say, you know, but that's where we are. You know, so, again, it's not where we want to be. To a man in there, we don't like the situation we're in, but it's the hand we're dealt. And so we just got to go find a way this weekend to play our tails off as well as we've played all year.
Did Jabril make it through?
Yes, he did.
And, you know, we talked to him for just a minute, and he kind of brought up all the adversity he's been through mm-hmm. this year. Have you seen it kind of weigh him down at all, and have you seen improvement as the season's gone out, even though it hasn't been ideal for him?
I have. You know, I've seen improvement. I've seen improvement from a lot of our young guys who've had to play. You know, we've seen, you know, improvement in David Njoku, Jabril Peppers, you know, and there's a number of other young guys that have played football for us, and a lot of guys are playing different positions than what they played last year. And, again, my hat's off to the coaching staff and to these young players, because this is the National Football League. We're playing against some grown men, you know, who have been playing with a lot of experience week in, week out, and these guys are out there competing. And the first year is normally the toughest year for a rookie player because they're used to their time clock being in college. Now, when the college season is over, the NFL season is really kicking into high gear because when you're trying to earn an opportunity to play longer. And I think guys are starting to see that. You know, they're learning different ways and different processes to get through all of this and how they have to take care of their bodies a little bit different and your sleep, everything that they're learning and working through. And I think, again, you mentioned Jabril. I think he's done a good job. I think he was frustrated to miss a game with his teammates last week. But I think he's also excited about this week having an opportunity to go back out and play with the guys.